for the Newsmax Daily from Newsmax, America's fastest growing cable news channel. Now, here's your host, Rob Carson. Rush Limbaugh shared his comedy for years. Now you'll hear it here. It's the Rob Carson Show.
It is the Rob Carson Show, and it is T-minus one day until Friday. I hope you're having a glorious week. The summer's heating up. The summer is heating up. And I want to ask this question real quick. I want to ask this question, see what you think my response will be. Do you know why I believe January 6th wasn't a big deal? Oh, my God, he said that. Oh, okay, he said that January 6th wasn't a big deal. Even though there was supposedly the worst insurrection in the history of our country since the Civil War, since the War of 1812, and the Capitol had $100 million worth of damage, and they opened it 2 hours later. Yeah, you know why I believe that the January 6th was really not a big deal? Yeah, because I'm not stupid. You know why I think that the election of 2020 was stolen? Because I'm not stupid. You know why I thought that Donald Trump collusion with Russia was not real? Because I'm not stupid. I was right. Thank you very much. You know why I think that Hunter Biden's laptop was real? It's because I did all my research, my due diligence. I looked at the facts. I used my life of experience. I used my personal knowledge and common sense, and I decided that it was real because I'm not stupid. And then, of course, that domino fell, and the media is attempting to put both of those into the rearview mirror of our lives. As far as January 6th, I said from the very beginning, the caterwauling about January the 6th was bigger than the COVID nonsense. Now, do I believe that COVID was serious? Absolutely. Did I get COVID? Absolutely. Did COVID get played for political purposes to help to throw an election? Oh, hell yes. God, I'm so tired of getting played. Are you getting tired of getting played? Because you know what? Honestly, I'm tired of the pit bull being poked. I'm tired of the left in this country poking the pit bull. Now, I might add that this pit bull is very, very powerful. They are powerful. They are influential. They are patriotic. They have money. They are intellectually better armed than you. And I'll also say physically better armed than the left in this country. We're in the possession of about 400 million firearms. Now, I'm not saying that to be violent in any way, shape, or form. I'm just saying that if you decide to resort to violence, as the left is deciding to do, be careful what you're messing with. Because we will defend ourselves. We will defend ourselves. We never go on the offense. We will defend ourselves. And we're tired of being played, and we're tired of being lied to. And this crap show tonight on network television is the pièce de résistance. It is classic Soviet-style kangaroo court nonsense. It's the kind of crap that happens in North Korean media, where if you say anything against the dear leader, you will lose your life. Here you just lose your job. Here you just get ostracized if you attempt to be conservative. Here you're just wrecked on social media. You're just ignored by the mainstream media. You're shredded by the Democrat Party. You're called white supremacist. You're called a hater. You're called all of this stuff. God, I'm so tired of this crap. So tired of this crap being attacked for just wanting to live in a country that was better than the country my parents were raised in, just for believing that America is great, just for wanting election in security, and because I want election security, because I truly believe, because of common sense, evidence, and the fact that the mainstream media, big social media, the Democrat Party, say that whatever I disagree with the government on is disinformation or misinformation, I immediately look at it and say, then I must know the truth. And so far, my record of being right is 100%. I have got a monologue prepared for you. That wasn't it. That was just the setup for the monologue. I know, kind of crazy. That was the setup for the monologue. It's going to get bigger and better. Here's the number, 800-922-6680. Now realize the same people. I'm going to get into the Brett Kavanaugh attempted assassination yesterday. We had a Supreme Court justice. There was a man in his neighborhood who traveled there from New York who got his address because he was doxxed by leftists on social media, and he got the address and went to a Supreme Court justice's home to murder him and presumably his family. He saw the deputies who were outside of the home. He realized he was effed. He went down the street. He called the police on himself. He wanted to murder Steve Scalise, the man who shot him on a baseball field, who literally went up to a congressional baseball game practice and said, "Hey, say, are these all Republicans out here or Democrats?" And the person standing by the fence said, "Well, they're all Republicans. Okay, I'll be right back." And he came back with an assault rifle, any rifle, a handgun gun would have done the trick. And he attempted to murder everybody on the field. He didn't succeed. The firebombing of America in 2020. I watched new footage of that last night and can't believe that that's what we descended into, and that's where the Democrat Party and the left wants to take us now. And I don't know what is going to happen when, in fact, the left's dream of a conservative Supreme Court justice being murdered will come true. Do they really expect anything else could happen when Chuck Schumer says that payback is a you-know-what to Supreme Court justices and literally threatens them on a podium 2 years ago? When nothing is said about violent riots from the left, when nothing is said, when media coverage of Steve Scalise being nearly murdered and injured for life on a baseball field, nothing is said, what do you expect? What do you think is going to happen? And are you just sitting back and waiting for it to happen? Is the murder of a Supreme Court justice the atom bomb that the class of 1968 has set, has delivered in a small suitcase into Washington, D.C.? Of course, speaking figuratively, is that the bomb that goes off and starts it all? Because nobody is actively saying we've got to stop this. Nobody is actively saying that last night in front of Brett Kavanaugh's house, which, by the way, should have been considered a crime scene, they were allowed to march again, which is illegal. And Nancy Pelosi has not passed legislation to protect our Supreme Court justices, and Merrick Garland has issued a half-hearted statement about it. What's going to happen when one of our Supreme Court justices is murdered by a radical leftist? Roe v. Wade was leaked for this purpose. The decision on Roe v. Wade was released for this purpose. Why don't we know who leaked it? Why don't we know? Why isn't that person in jail? Dear God in heaven, we have a Federal Bureau of Investigation, which now is a complete political pile of crap that would rather go after parents who speak out against CRT then go after the real threat to America, which comes from the left. Literally, a couple weeks ago, the Biden administration said, oh, yeah, there could be violence. There could be political violence, and it's going to be coming from pro-lifers. It's coming from pro-lifers. Yeah. No. You don't celebrate. You don't commit acts of violence when you win. Unless, of course, you're in a major metropolitan area and your NBA franchise wins. Then you go out and you burn cars and all that stuff. But that's not how conservatives roll. The Biden Homeland Security had issued a heightened threat advisory because of fears of a mass casualty violence. If a Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, they're hoping. Now, the DHS just earlier this week released a bulletin warning of a dynamic threat situation propagated by, quote, lone offenders and small groups. They want to make sure it's lone offenders and small groups, not something that is actually supported by Democrats and the mainstream media and big social media. Yeah. In the coming months, the threat assessment expires the end of November. What happens in November? Possible targets include houses of worship, already happened, government figures, already happened, buildings, already happened, schools, already happened, critical U.S. infrastructure, hasn't happened. Attacks could be motivated by, quote, false or misleading narratives regarding current events such as information on abortion and the Southwest border crisis. Well, the border is open. We are being, our sovereignty is being violated. We are being invaded by illegals. Last night, I heard that the next wave that's coming up to 20,000 illegals coming across the border, and they won't even be, there will be no attempt to stop them. Newt Gingrich said, that is larger than a military division. That's what we are experiencing right now. This bulletin includes individuals who advocate both for and against abortion. No, it's only coming from those who are throwing a massive violent temper tantrum over the possibility of the overthrow of Roe versus Wade. They publicly encourage violence, including against government, religious, and reproductive health care personnel and facilities. None of that is happening. The only people who are being targeted are crisis pregnancy centers right now. And it's happened several times, including another firebombing earlier this week in Buffalo, New York, and a place in North Carolina that had been spray painted with threatening messages last night. So coming up, I'm going to share with you more details on the attempted assassination of a Supreme Court justice and the government allowing this to happen. And I've also got some thoughts on the January 6th live show tonight on the three major networks, which will go down in history as one of the lowest rated debacles in American history. And I'm going to share with you that this show will be brought to you by the same people who brought you a whole lot of other stuff that has been proven absolutely wrong. I have a gigantic list. I have tons of audio. And if you want to call, I'll have your phone calls. Here's the number, 800-922-6680. We're going to win. Conservatism, constitutionalism, the founding, pride in America. We're going to win. The left, the class of 1968, has waited for this year since 1968, and they're watching their dreams of a Marxist, socialist, communist revolution blow up in their faces. And they're going to die like movie vampires, taking down as many people as they can before November.
Here's to a record-setting president. Joe Biden setting record low approval ratings.
What the Democrats have put our nation through. It is a sad day.
It's the Rob Carson Show.
The last dying throes of the class of 1968, they are dying like movie vampires. They are lashing out in every direction, shrieking. Watch the end of Lost Boys. Watch the end of Lost Boys. You'll see that's what the radical left is doing right now. They got the stake in their heart, and they're lashing out. They're going to drag anything they can into the pits of hell. That's why they're doing this idiotic July 6th. We'll call it, Circus of the Network Idiots tonight. I'm a Gen Xer. I was raised with Schoolhouse Rock. Here's something to put things in perspective. How the Democrats are so desperate this year. Jim Gossett.
Democrats don't know what to do. Peddle stuff that isn't true. Their latest deflection, their new misdirection, is holding a hearing about insurrection. Insurrection, Liz Cheney, she's zany. She's just another rhino plotting with the crooked Democrats. Come November, she won't have a job.
They've got an insurrection erection. What?
These hearings are a kangaroo court.
Excited about
a show trial that they ought to abort. Garbage collection. I have a correction. There never was an insurrection.
Nope.
It's phony. Nope. It's baloney. It's desperation by the Dems to distract from the bad economy. A show trial that would make Joe Stalin proud.
That is Jim Gossett. Two S's and two T's. I'm going to just tell you, because I trust Jim Gossett and his comedic ability, that's the first time I heard it. Oh, my God. That is spectacular. That is Jim Gossett, two S's and two T's, jimgossettcomedy.com. Let's go to Tony in Baltimore real quick before I give you the rundown of tonight's insurrection program. And it's brought to you by the same people who've done so much to harm you and the country. Tony, welcome to the Rob Carson Show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, thank you, Rob. Good show today. Good
Thanks.
Show.
Thanks.
I liked your analogy that you just gave on before the song.
Movie vampires.
Yes. I mean, God, it's so true.
Yes.
And I just want to point out, this morning, I have a streaming service. So I recorded the Today Show, the CBS Morning Show, and ABC Good Morning. And so far, I've only watched the Today Show. And the Kavanaugh story was buried. It was like it led off with the kids that got killed, a couple weeks ago now in Texas?
Yes, of course.
It led off with that. Kavanaugh was like the fourth or fifth story. And they didn't say it was an assassination. They really didn't go into all the details. So it's kind
of... Let me ask you this, Tony.
Yes.
What happens if a Supreme Court justice gets assassinated?
Well, I mean, if it were, say, Sotomayor, I'm sure it would have let off the story.
Yeah, of course.
And they'd be calling for heads.
And they'd be saying it's white supremacists and Trump supporters.
Oh, sure, sure.
100%. It's remarkable. This is a gigantic story that a Supreme Court justice was the target of an attempted assassination by people who have been driven bat crap crazy by the left and by the Democrat Party. There is no doubt about it. They have been spurred on by the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party sat silently during the summer of 2022, and people like Chuck Schumer literally have threatened Supreme Court justices with regard to the repeal of Roe v. Wade, Tony.
Well, yeah, I agree. And, you know, my dad was a judge in the District Court of Maryland for, 27 years before he passed. And I remember one time he had somebody that wasn't happy with one of his decisions who called and threatened. Him and my and the whole family, and basically the police department was right on top of the guy. I mean, they went right to his house, and after my dad called and got him involved, and they just basically set the guy straight.
Well, Tony, my father-in-law, he was a judge in Christian County, Missouri, for a number of years. He carried a gun in his boot, and he carried a sidearm as well, and the reason being, Southern Missouri, there are a lot of meth dealers that he sent to jail and a lot of meth manufacturers that he sent to jail, and he was under a constant barrage of murderous threats. Now, this is a much smaller deal, obviously, than a Supreme Court justice, but this is the kind of stuff that I fear could ignite a lot of people against justice across the country.
Oh,
not
sure.
Just Supreme Court justice, but anybody who espouses some sort of view that is pro-life or pro-constitution or conservative in nature, Tony.
I agree.
All right, bro. I'm just, what's going to happen? Is this what they want, Tony? I'm wondering if this is what they want. Do they want someone to be killed? You got to wonder, since they're not doing anything about it and they're ignoring the story rather than preventing it, rather than Congress passing legislation that would prevent something like this, boosting security for Supreme Court justices, you have to ask yourself if they want it to happen, Tony. They're talking about expanding the Supreme Court. They're talking about doing all of this, these other things about the Supreme Court. Would it surprise you that they are actively cheering for something like this to happen for some sort of political reasons? I don't know. I mean, you have to question it. You have to say that if the government is not willing to do something to step up to make the Supreme Court justices more secure, that they're thinking this will happen. And everybody knows that Brett Kavanaugh has had a mark on him since the sham proceedings to get him into the Supreme Court and Christine Blasey Ford being brought before. He's been called a rapist. He's been called a lot of these things without any evidence whatsoever. And there's been no apology from the mainstream media and Democrat politicians for that. The hate bomb was set there, was put in the briefcase, and was brought to Washington, D.C. The night before last in front of his home. You know what I'm seeing a lot of lately is something that I've been preaching about for a very long time, common sense. I've been grieving the death of common sense and civility for a very long time. And now what they are trying to do is they're looking at everything like I have in the last few years of what's going on in America and said, dear God in heaven, if you just use common sense, you'll see through all of the nonsense. So I'm seeing like hashtag common sense. I saw it last night, hashtag common sense. And I'm like, well, hashtag you know what? Been saying this for a long time. Common sense and civility. Dear Lord. Let's go to John in Dundalk, Maryland. Hello there, John. Welcome to the Rob Carson Show. What's on your mind?
Hi. There's a simple reason for why there was an attempt on
Kavanaugh's life.
Life of the...
Justice Kavanaugh. Go ahead.
Anyway, if they kill one, the Democrats, they gain control because the court will have... Who's going to appoint the new justice?
Well, yeah, like I said,
he'll be naming two justices. the lady that's in waiting, and any other wild-eyed liberal.
Well, John, I understand where you're coming from there. I feel like that if you do not out and out say this is wrong and this has to stop, if you, like the FBI or Secret Service, aren't willing to say no protests in front of justices' homes because it's illegal, and then allow it to happen even after an attempt at murder of a Supreme Court justice, then you are complicit, John. Thanks for the phone call. I do appreciate it. Democrats blocked the bill providing additional security for Supreme Court justices. House Democrats on Wednesday stalled a bill that would have provided additional security for Supreme Court justices on the same day a man was arrested for attempting to murder Justice Brett Kavanaugh. But there were agents there. They stopped it. Well, what happens if dozens show up? What happens then? What happens if a heavily armored vehicle arrives at the justice's home? All right? They brought S-4160 to a vote. 4160 passed the Senate by unanimous vote, which have allocated additional security for the justices' family members. Despite Kevin McCarthy's request, Speaker Pelosi and the Democrats failed to comply with McCarthy's proposal to bring the bill to a vote. Over a month ago, the Senate unanimously passed a bill to provide, a month ago, more security for Supreme Court justices as protests started to happen in front of their homes, and they were discounted by Democrats. But House Democrats have let that bill gather dust. This is the same party whose heated rhetoric has encouraged political pressure on conservative justices. There is no doubt about that whatsoever. Whatsoever. Here, let me find it here real quick. I gotta get Schumer. I gotta get Schumer because, you know, he's one of the ones who's down with it. Chuck Schumer is one of the people who have been completely down with the possibility of assassinate, or I should say, going after Supreme Court justices for political purposes. I'll get to that in just 1 second. I'll get it. I know I've got it here. There's your opportunity to help people out. That's to save lives. That's the opportunity to provide more security. And the Democrats have said no. And what are they waiting for? What are they waiting for? But I want to mention that tonight on ABC, CBS, NBC, ABC, a producer for ABC did Good Morning America, was essentially the head of programming, was hired by the Democrat Party to put on a kangaroo court show trial, just like happened in Russia, just like what happens in regimes like Cuba and North Korea. And these are the same people who brought to you, who assured you that Donald Trump colluded with Russia in an attempt to throw the 2016 election. That was proven to be a lie. Ignored the fact that Hillary Clinton and the DNC paid for a Russian dossier and colluded with the FBI to get a FISA warrant to surveil a presidential campaign transition team and presidency. Slavishly told you the best thing for the country was to shut down business, shut down schools, wear idiotic masks, stand 6 feet apart, perpetually boost your vaccine shots. There were no treatments for COVID, then vaccination or hospitalization. All of those things. And they told you that masks were our savior. They were proven to be worthless.
I'm a Fauci groupie. I'm a thrice vaccinated mask adherent. I buy KN95 masks by the, you know, caseload. They're in every pocket. I wear them everywhere except when I sit down.
The majority of Americans wear masks and want mandates. And anyone who tells you otherwise, Republican or Democrat, is gaslighting you.
I may never ride a subway again without a mask. I may never go indoors to big crowds, never feel comfortable without a mask, and that's up to me to do that.
If I go in a bus, if I go into the theater, if I go into, where else would I go?
A crowded spot.
A crowded place. A crowd. I would wear a mask, and I might do that.
Oh, yeah, and they also promoted a vaccine that did not prevent you from getting the virus.
There's been over a 20-to-1 return.
If you had put that money into an S&P 500 and reinvested the dividends, you'd come up with something like $17 billion, but you think it's $200 billion.
Here, yeah. You're okay. You're not gonna get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
These vaccines are highly, highly effective.
Vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
They're really, really good against variants.
Everyone who takes the vaccine is not just protecting themselves, but reducing their transmission to other people and allowing society to get back to normal.
Get your first shot, and when you're due for your second, get your second shot.
They also said that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. It's been proven to be valid. More and more material is coming out. Peter Schweizer wrote a book about it.
Biden secret emails.
A really fishy story.
The Post claimed that the emails were found on a laptop computer that was brought to a repair shop in Delaware in the spring of 2019.
The FBI is now investigating whether those alleged Hunter Biden emails are actually connected to a larger foreign intelligence operation.
They may be related to a foreign intelligence operation.
Foreign intelligence operation.
Now, they also told you, the same group of people who are going to attempt to convince you that January 6th is Donald Trump's fault, that Donald Trump should never run again, and that's what they're trying to prevent, is him running again. But they told you Kyle Rittenhouse was a murderer when he defended himself. They called Nick Sandman, a teenager in Washington, D.C., from Cove Cath in Covington, Kentucky, where I used to go and do fundraisers. They called him a racist after he stood and was silent while he was accosted by a loser, drunk leftist at the Lincoln Memorial. Told you that Michael Avenatti would surely be the next Democrat presidential candidate. Stood in front of burning buildings in cities across America and said the protests were mostly peaceful. Completely ignored thousands of sworn affidavits of voter fraud. The movie 2000 Mules showed 2,000 plus vote mules. Zucker bucks, five battleground states voting count shutting down on the night of the election. Hundreds of thousands of votes that came in the day after the election, almost exclusively for Joe Biden from Zucker-sponsored drop boxes. They continually lie to you about the current inflation and gas prices and their causes. They have consistently maintained that CRT is not being taught in schools when it's painfully obvious, including, oh, this is the Detroit superintendent of the city of Detroit admitting it.
Our curriculum is deeply using critical race theory, especially in social studies, but you'll find it in English language arts and the other disciplines. We were very intentional about.
They also said and told you that the police needed to be defunded.
Need to protect themselves against racist police officers.
Everyone black I know feels hunted, whether it's a police officer.
This was such a colossal and ungodly defamation of people in uniform that has ultimately resulted in death and injury and city crime rates going through the ceiling in Democrat cities.
Officer bursting into your home and you're a 26-year-old EMT named Breonna Taylor and it's 1 o'clock in the morning and the police bust in and just start licking off shots and then you wind up dead.
And until then, the police.
There you go. They said the police, that Florida Parents and Education Bill was the Don't Say Gay Bill and said it would result in bullying and assaults and death. That was a lie. Said the voter integrity bills in Georgia and other states were Jim Crow 2.0 were racist and ultimately turnout in the state of Georgia, the last primary was up 200%, especially among people of color. Have consistently ignored the policies that have caused the greatest influx of illegals across our southern border in history. Have ignored the gigantic increases in crime caused by Democrat policies. Believes biological men should compete and trounce biological women in sports. Don't forget that, kids. Yeah. Are completely down with the sexualization of our children in schools starting in preschool. Ignored Tara Reid and gave Christine Blasey Ford a public stage, said hashtag me too, while ignoring Bill Clinton's litany of sexual attacks. Also ignored leftist attacks on Rand Paul. Steve Scalise, not in the government, but Dan Bongino, the night of the inauguration party at the White House, Rand Paul, Dan Bongino, among others, threatened by a mob, had to escape with police coverage, ignored the leftist attack on the White House and the evacuation of President Trump into a bunker, and then tried to set fire to St. John's historic church. Oh, and then also watched as cities burned and statues were torn down across America. So those are the same people who are tonight going to bring you what they hope will change your mind about January 6th and keep Donald Trump from running in 2024. And you know what's going to happen? D word for Richard is going to happen tonight. Let's go to James in Albuquerque. Hello there, James, and welcome to the Rob Carson Show, KDAZ, 96.9 FM and 700 AM in Albuquerque. What's going on?
Matt Gaetz was interviewed. He said they pretty much ain't going to be able to do a whole lot if they win the House, because they don't have the DOJ, okay?
No.
Well, if the Republicans ever get the DOJ again, Sessions and Barr were a disgrace. They didn't do, they did zero, okay? Yeah. And if Trump wins the White House or DeSantis or the Republicans get the White House again, have their own DOJ, they put in a attorney general in there, and if he does zero, if he doesn't do what he's supposed to do for the president, I don't care. Be partisan. Be partisan like the Democrats.
Yeah.
And you put a DOJ guy in there, and if he doesn't act immediately, you fire him and get somebody else in there immediately. Don't wait a year. Don't wait 2 years. They need to, these Republicans need to do exactly what the Democrats do when they're in charge. Go after every Democrat, especially Schumer right now, inciting violence. Yep. They need to go after every Democrat the way they do with Republicans, have hearings, call them in, and if they don't show up, you put them in jail. You do the exact same thing, and that's why I am so upset with, I'm more upset with the Republicans than the Democrats, because the Democrats do are doing exactly what they do. And I'm just so, I don't have no faith in these Republicans because they do a big talk. Yeah. And you know, Trump gave Hillary a pass. They asked him, are you going to go after Hillary? Well, no, I'm not. He gave her a pass. He should have went after her.
I think, I understand where you're coming from. I think Donald Trump was trying to maintain some order and peace and then focus on his agenda, which worked swimmingly until the Democrats.
But you could do both. You could do both. Go after, just like the Democrats. They're destroying the country right now and going after Republicans. So they're doing both. You can't be like that anymore. Politics are so nasty and dirty anymore. You got to fight fire with fire.
We got to stop fighting with Marcus of Queensberry rules, and we have to become MMA cage fighters. I appreciate the phone call. Let's take a break. Estelle, you hold on. You'll be up next. Hey, guys, it's Carson. Have you guys signed up for Stamps.com yet? Well, time is money, and you don't want to waste time or money with repeated trips to the post office. Stamps.com, you could skip the trip, focus on how to take your small business to the next level. Stamps.com lets you print official postage right now from your computer, saves you money on the process. So you spend less time at the post office and more time making your customers happy. Stamps.com gives you access to all post office and UPS shipping services you might need from your computer and get discounts you won't find anywhere else. All you need is a computer, standard printer, no special supplies or equipment. Stop overpaying for shipping with Stamps.com. Sign up with the promo code Newsmax at Stamps.com for a special offer that includes a four-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code Newsmax for Stamps.com. This morning, Ruth Sent Us, which is a terrorist organization akin to, I guess you could probably say Antifa, at least in the early days. Ruth Sent Us, the far-left group that publicized the addresses of conservative-leaning Supreme Court justices, sent the family of Justice Brett Kavanaugh a special message this morning. The message was delivered on the same day an armed man, Nicholas John Roski, was arrested near Brett Kavanaugh's home. After announcing more protest outside the homes of Chief Justice Roberts and Justices Samuel Alito, Amy Coney Barrett, and Kavanaugh, Ruth Sent Us posted a picture of a billboard outside of the school where Kavanaugh's daughters attend. They put a sign and sent a picture with a billboard outside of the school where his daughters attend. The message said, a special message for Ashley Kavanaugh and your daughters. This billboard was on your school grounds. We feel for you. Now, what this means is not that they feel for you. What they are trying to say is, we know where your kids go to school. This is unprecedented. This is lynching. Lynching wasn't exclusively about racism, although it is generally thought of as that. But this is what's happening. This is an attempted public burning at the stake. And now, not only was an assassin found near Justice Kavanaugh's home, the radical left that may have inspired and most certainly inspired him now sends a billboard and a picture in front of Justice Kavanaugh's daughter's school. Estelle in Santa Clara. Hello there, Estelle, and welcome to the Rob Carson Show.
Hello, Mr. Carson.
How are you doing? Now, Estelle, how are you doing? I know you've been struggling financially.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. The Jesus Christ is my help. There is no one else, okay? And I am doing okay. And what I wanted to tell you is that this country is going down, okay? When the lady, Miss Clotaire, wrote the book, Adios America, they were laughing, even on the radio station here, they were laughing at her about publishing that book. And I told people they need to go to the library and read it. Regarding Mr. Kavanaugh, they are dragged him in the mud, just like they did with President Trump. Anyone that is connected with President Trump, that's what they are doing. This is the communist country that they have turned America. It is a shame.
Estelle, I understand your point, but we haven't lost the battle yet. In fact, the fight really hasn't started until, I guess, maybe today. This is unprecedented. Estelle, I'm not giving up on America. They are not going to take over. They're getting curb stomped.
Up, Mr. Carson, okay? That's the thing. They want you to give up. They want people to give up, so they are targeting everyone.
Here is Steve Scalise, who was nearly murdered by a Bernie Sanders supporter, talking yesterday about the attempted assassination of Justice Brett Kavanaugh in front of his home yesterday.
It's angering when you see that there was a man arrested just a little while ago, last night, out in front of Justice Kavanaugh's house trying to kill him. When we were vocal a few weeks ago, speaking out against this encouragement you saw from the White House on down to encourage people to go to the homes, the private homes of Supreme Court justices, it is a dangerous trend. Exercising First Amendment rights is one thing. Encouraging people to go to the homes of Supreme Court justices,
it's illegal.
You see where that can lead, and it's a shame. Thank God law enforcement was able to arrest the man who was intending on committing that action. But it just reminds us all, let's try to continue to focus on problems, not try to create problems.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price.
You know, it's remarkable. Donald Trump said, I want you to march peacefully to the White House on January the 6th. And he is being targeted. And he was targeted by an impeachment. It showed that there was no encouragement. There was no insurrection on January the 6th. And they think that you're so stupid. And they do, really. They do. They think you're really that stupid. They think the American people are that stupid that you could fall for the same nonsense that worked for Joseph Stalin. Until he was taken out, it worked for, and still does, although the Castros are gone, the media in North Korea, or in Cuba and in North Korea, by the way, they think you're that stupid, but you're not. And you've already proven it because of your disinterest in it thus far, but they thought by adding some Hollywood elements that somehow you would tune in tonight, and they're going to do a faceplant like they have with everything else. Here's Kevin McCarthy yesterday talking about the Kavanaugh situation.
Earlier today, a man was arrested for plotting to kill Justice Kavanaugh. Over a month ago, the Senate unanimously passed a bill to provide more security for Supreme Court justices and their family. But House Democrats have let that bill gather dust.
They also actively promoted and encouraged people to find the Supreme Court justices' home and to protest. They said it was peaceful. Doesn't matter. That's illegal. That is attempting to sway the opinion of a jurist. That's what it's all about. It is illegal to appear and protest in front of not only jurors' homes, but jurists' homes.
This is the same parties whose heated rhetoric has encouraged political pressure on conservative justices. Former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said, "I know that there's an outrage right now, I guess, about protests that have been peaceful to date. And we certainly do continue to encourage that outside judges' homes."
What did I just tell you, kids? I played this yesterday.
And that's the president's position. And Majority Leader Schumer said, "I want to tell you, Justice Kavanaugh and Justice Gorsuch, you have unleashed a whirlwind, and you will pay the price."
What is that price exactly? What is that price exactly? Now that we know there's been an attempted assassination of Justice Kavanaugh, now that we know that a sign was placed in the schoolyard of his daughter's school this morning, here's Dana Perino talking about the Democrat Party, the mainstream media, and big social media and their complicity.
There's a couple things that just happened. First of all, this group Ruth sent us, It's like the Westboro Baptist Church, right?
Right.
Except for one thing, and Judge, you correct me if I'm wrong. It's illegal to protest at the home of a justice.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so Ruth sent us is going to go to the house. They were at his house.
Ruth sent us put a sign, posted a picture of a billboard outside of the school where Kavanaugh's daughters attend. The message was for Ashley Kavanaugh and her daughters, "This billboard was on your school grounds. We feel for you," which means we know where you go to school.
House today, they plan to be there tonight. If I was the Attorney General of the United States, I would say arrest them all. And Biden should say they absolutely should be prosecuted. You cannot do this. They have to take a stand tonight. And if they don't take a stand tonight.
And I'm telling you, all of the FBI members who are not taking this seriously, grow some damned balls.
Tonight they are complicit. Mm. Yeah. The other thing is that the Speaker.
Grow some damn balls.
Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, has been slow walking this bill that passed the Senate unanimously to protect Supreme Court justices. Why is she doing that? Fast track it tonight. And if you don't, you're complicit.
Now, I haven't seen the Pelican brief, but I hear it's about the assassination of two Supreme Court justices. Somebody wrote me and said, kind of an interesting, a parallel. Certainly nothing. The movie has nothing to do with right now, but, it was worth mentioning. Here's some more from Dana Perino.
The third thing is that Vice President Harris should come out and try to calm people down. For years, they've been saying that if Roe v. Wade is overturned.
Yeah, Vice President Harris encouraged people to pay the bail money for people who tried to burn down America's cities. And the Democrat Party has never, never condemned what happened in the summer of 2020, which included murder, massive injury, which also included billions of dollars of damage to America's cities.
That the police paddy wagons are going to show up and arrest every woman in sight. Now they're saying that Roe v. Wade, if it's overturned, is going to kill women. And now you have this person who said, I will have a life's purpose by killing somebody that they think is so evil. What if Kavanaugh was not even going to, what if you voted the other way?
Exactly.
They don't know. They are so
stupid.
Right? It's absolutely absurd. And I felt a little emotional about it because I know Brett Kavanaugh for a long time, one of my dearest friends when I worked in the White House. And his wife, Ashley, is lovely. And he has two daughters.
Right.
Do his daughters deserve this? Do they deserve to go to school and have to deal with the fact?
Imagine how his daughters feel this morning. Imagine how his wife feels this morning.
That somebody was going to sneak into their home and kill them.
Now you will.
And if you don't do something about it tonight, you're complicit.
You are complicit, 100%. The Democrat Party, Nancy Pelosi, complicit. There's no joking about this anymore. There's no debate about this anymore. There's no debate that what Chuck Schumer said was completely inflammatory and completely unacceptable, and he should be censured at least for doing it. And then the New York Times today tucked away the story of someone in Justice Kavanaugh's neighborhood who planned on murdering him. Instead of placing it at the top of the page, the Times placed the breaking news story in the More News section of its website near the bottom of the site, next to a story on Trader Joe's employees wanting to unionize. We live in North Korea. We live in the former Soviet Union. The advantage we have is that we've lived with the First Amendment for 200 and almost 250 years. And we're not going to let this stand.
Thanks for listening to the Newsmax Daily with Rob Carson.
Check your cable guide or NewsmaxTV.com.
Or watch free on YouTube, Roku, Apple, Pluto, Zumo, Amazon Fire, and your smart TV. Newsmax, America's fastest growing cable news channel. Check NewsmaxTV.com for details.